Gospels recorded Jesus Christ live on this world.
祷告是其中一件很重要的事。
Praying is very important.
但是在讲到早上在早上的时候，他当然除了我去到十二点去祷告。
He often mentioned the book often mentioned the Jesus Christ get up in the morning to go pray. But the contents of his prayer is not recorded much. The most detailed and the longest prayer recorded in the Bible is the one we just read in John chapter
17.
Some people call this a parting prayer. In chapter 16, it recorded that Jesus Christ was having a supper with his disciples. And he said many going away words. And he told them, I will soon leave you and go back to the Father. And in chapter 18, it talks about they went to the Gethsemane and he was arrested there.
所以十七章的祷告，就在耶稣离开世界以前，当我们的复活的时刻，这时刻是神所发出的祈求。
So the prayer in chapter 17 is the prayer that Jesus offered to God that before he left.
是耶稣离开世界以前的祭司的祷告。
Some people call this a priestly prayer.
因为祷告耶稣是世人中间唯一的至宝耶稣。
Because the contents of this prayer is Jesus as a mediator between God and man. He prays for those people God has given to him. So that God's will on these people can be accomplished. So Jesus Christ is serving his duty. Priestly duty. But from the contents of the prayer, Jesus is praying mostly on one thing. The unity of the church. This is the most thing that Jesus So before he left them, he particularly prayed for this unity. I remembered when I was when I lived in Minnesota. And all the winners of the contest will have a piano concert afterwards. And when you go watch that concert, listen to that concert, you will see there's a grand piano
over
a dozen grand piano there. I don't know much about music. I wondered how they can tune all the piano into one tone. Only until I read the book of A.W. Tozer. The name of the book is The Pursuit of
God.
And in his book, he mentioned those 100 piano, they are tuned by one tuning fork. Then they can reach to one tone.
So, 题配合。
So the focus is all the pianos, they all tuned to that one standard instead of they tuned toward each other. It's the same.
当一群基督徒坐在一起的时候。
When overall 100 Christians gather together, if everyone looks to Jesus, always strive according to Jesus' way.
那我们自相的聚到自相的一起的同步的这样一个方向，这样的一个步伐来进前进。
Then we can all walk toward one goal.
我们不是要跟别人去比较，不是要看别人。
We're not compared with one another.
我们是看到耶稣。
We all.
我们是看到看得起。
We all look set our eye upon Jesus.
我们当然以这个圣经为心。
We all consider Jesus Christ's heart.
那只是上能够合一的一个基本的一个原则。
That's the principle how we can get in one.
耶稣不是为自己祷告。
Jesus not just pray for himself.
他是为了群体来祷告。
He prayed for two groups.
一群人是当时的门徒。
One is the Christians lived around that time.
也就是当时的那一群人。
Those who already followed him
at
that time.
而且他是为自己所做的祷告。
And he also prayed for the Christians later on.
这是你跟我。
And it's you and me.
我们都是在耶稣来之后，因为耶稣门徒所传的福音，因为他们继续在圣经里面所讲的话，来得以认识神的。
We all the Christians after Jesus already left this world, and we listened to the message and preaching from the apostles and his disciples.
所以知道我们这样一个祷告合一。
So we know if we want to reach the goal of unity.
耶稣已经为我们祷告了。
Jesus Christ already prayed for us.
我们要学习，学习怎样去为教会的合一来祷告。
We need to learn how Jesus prayed for the unity of the church.
当我们上头敬拜我们仰望神，我们求神教导我们。
Let us bow our head and seeking God in prayer.
敬拜圣灵，感谢你，赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you have loved us.
在来到世界以前
Before you left this world,
你还是关心我们
you cared about us、so、
你关心我们要成为一个合一的教会
you want us to be, one, church.
你普世的教会成为一个合一的教会
you want the universal church become, one church.
你要让每一个地方的教会成为合一
you also want the unity in your local church.
所以帮助每一个弟兄姐妹
We ask the Lord, please help each one of us.
我要来长到人老的。
No matter is older or young.
你把我们放在同样的教会里面。
You put us all in one same church.
让我们成为一体。
You want us to be one body.
我们一同都来服侍你。
You want us to serve you together.
我们一同都来跟随你。
We want to follow you.
求你帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
Please help each one of us.
我们的步伐要跟你看齐。
So all of us we strive one
closely for. 求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们看到你在教会里面建立的合一。
So we can see the unity you have established in your church.
让我们能够竭力去保守。
So that we will steadfast on keeping this unity.
求主赐恩带领我们。
Lord, please lead us.
这样发表祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣举目看天。
When Jesus looked up at heaven,
不是大空说话。
He's not talking to the air skies.
他也不是说话，他是复活。
He's not just talking to people.
他是向天父来祈求。
He's praying to the Father.There's a Greek word for this pray. It is the meaning that in complete fellowship, one expresses himself to another. The Lord Jesus, he has this complete fellowship with his Father. In this oneness, he expressed himself to the Lord, to God. First, he asked the Father to glorify the Son, so the Son may glorify Father. So it's the Father has glory because the Son has glory. And also Jesus taught us in the
Sermon
on the Mountain. When we have good deeds in front of people, that all the glory is ascribed to God. How Jesus glorified God on earth? He said the time has come. What is this time? We know that prayer is when he left, is about to leave the disciples, and he prayed in Gethsemane. When he walked toward the cross, he knows he will die on the cross. So that all who believe in him have life. It is that time. It is the Son of God have glory. And this is he determined to be obedient and obedient to death and death on the cross. So God exalted him above all. Because he wants to lower himself. He wants to obey. Even to the death. And so God exalted him. And so he has this glory. But he said at the end, so all the glory ascribed to God. Because of his obedience, not just him is exalted, also the Father is exalted. The Father has a glory too. Jesus knows that why he comes to this world. When God sent him to the earth, God already granted him all the authority to govern all people. He wants to restore the authority that when Adam, the first man Adam, sinned and the all humans lost this authority. And he wants to use his substitutional death to take away the sin of people. So he can give the eternal life to those God has given to him. So Jesus is asking God to strengthen him so that he can accomplish all the things the Father has asked him to do. He said, I have already glorified you. How he glorified the Father? He said, all the things that you want me to do, I already accomplished. This is the way how the Son of God glorified God. Brothers and sisters, think about did we already work hard to accomplish what God wants us to do. We use singing and praise to thank God in our worship. We want to glorify Him. But not just through our mouths. But use our actions to accomplish what God wants us to do. Father, I ask you to have this glory together with me. It's the glory that you have before the creation of the world. When Jesus accomplished his mission on earth, he's sure that God the Father will take him to heaven. Restore his dignity and majesty before the creation of the world. Brothers and sisters, I think we should all pray for ourselves. We always pray for ourselves.
可是你求的是什么?
But what are you praying?
你是什么样的祝福?
Are you asking God to bless your life? Pray for your material needs.
我要看到神的手臂，神的喜欢你。
Ask God to let the girl that you like knows. You like to know that you like him.
还是全身心的所有事业被成长。
Or you ask God to bless you spiritually.
是你愿意去求他，去完成他的托付。
And give you strength to accomplish the things that God wants you to do.
好像我们不但是在地上的荣耀，我们也把握在永世里面，我们跟神同享荣耀。
And not just the way. Glorify God on this earth, but in the eternal, in the eternity, we also glorify God. And so that God will call us faithful and
good and faithful.
Good and faithful servant. You can enter into the joy of your masters. Next, Jesus prayed for the disciples that was with him. First, he said these disciples are chosen by the Father from the out of the world. It's the Father gave to him from this world. While he was with the disciple together, Jesus revealed the Father to him. John testified, said, no one has ever seen God, only the Son at the Father's side revealed the Father to them. These disciples are the people that accept the truth. They know and believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And is the Messiah and the Christ that sent from the Father. And so that they can have eternal life. For this group, who believes Jesus? Jesus asked the three particular things for them. The first is so they can become one. And like the Father and the Son. And like the Triune God. Like the unity between Father, God the Father and God the Son. It's the unity of life.
the essence in life. This one essence.
It's one essence in life. And it's through a live and close relationship. So Jesus said, I pray for them, not for the world. Not say that Jesus doesn't care about the worldly people. It is because the contents Jesus asked only can applied to those that who believe in him. They are God's people. They have God's life. So that we have these connections, life connections among us. This is the base that we can be one. This is the boundary that we can be one. When we talk about unity, it's not like we can be one with it is we are in unity with those that believe in God. When Jesus thought about his leaving soon, he said, I will no longer in this world, but they will be. He really has a lot of concerns for them. Before that, when Jesus was with them, he, through the name God granted to him, he kept them and protect them. Except Judas. Every disciple protected until that time. Jesus' will is for all those people that still left on this earth and will accomplish God's word. If they continue his work, they need to be protected by God. Not just our physical bodies, for the safety of our safe physical body. We need that. We need to pray for our
A
lot of missionaries live in an unsafe environment. We also pray for they can be, they can hold fast to their faith. But Jesus particularly prayed so his disciples can be one in him. When he said this prayer, the purpose is so they can be filled with the joy. If we go back to chapter 14 of John, and Jesus said, let your heart do not be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in me too. And next, he also said, do not worry and do not be afraid. And he mentioned twice, let your heart do not be troubled. Because he knows they're having a lot of trouble in their heart. Because they worried that Jesus Christ is leaving and that he was with them for 3 years. They have all these kind of fears. And he said, I will pray for you. And he also, on the other hand, he also mentioned that you need to be one.
我想要是同意的共同的一起去承担耶稣托付给你们的。
Then you can accomplish God has commanded you to do.
这个是合一的大前提底下。
Under the circumstances of this unity.
以色列蓝图上神发出两个很具体的祈求。
And Jesus prayed two prayers for the disciples.
求神保守他们脱离了恶者。
He asked the God help protect them from the evil one.
并且用真理使他们成圣。
Also sanctify them with the truth.
也就是在神在世上分别出来的人。
God knows those people that separated from the world.
世界会看到他们来到不属世界。
The world will hate them because they do not belong to the world.
真人也像不属世界一样。
Just like Jesus Christ does not belong to the world.
这种现在的生活跟那些人类的圣主大家不在同一头颅。
So that indicates that our, the life of the disciples are different from those that do not believe.
我不能同他们放在我这边。
And we do not plunge into the the same flood of dissipation with those people who don't believe. Then they will think you are strange and they will slander you. Today we live in this world. We need to hold on tight to the principles of our friend or classmate might think we are strange. And there's a big challenge among the young people in America now. But Jesus said it very clearly. He leave us into this world. He will keep us. Not just he will keep us, but also we will help each other and become one and strive on this one mission. Because he made decision, he will let us live in this world. Our life in the world, but we do not belong to this world.
这样子我们是用心来说，有这样得到的新的生命，已经有神的性情跟性格。
Because we already believe him, we already have God's character and nature.
当我们活出属天的品质的生命的时候，
When we live out the heavenly attributes of God in our life,
我们的同学和我的朋友会觉得很奇怪。
And our friends or classmates will think it's strange. Why this person always go to church on Sunday? Why he doesn't sleep late? Why did he go to play golf or those play things and go to church?
我们的生活不一样。
Because our life is different.
我们的价值观不一样。
Our value system.
我们的朋友不一定会了解。
Our friend will not understand us.
他的父母不太一样。
They want us to be like.
他们甚至会毁谤我们。
They even slander us.
觉得我们是很奇怪的。
They think we are strange.
但是我们是很特别的人，我们不是很奇怪，我们是很特别的人。
As a matter of fact, we are special.
Yeah, we're special. We're strange. We're special. That's the translation. We're special. We're
special.
We're special. We're special.
We're special because God separated us from them. God knows the devil, the enemy devil. He always wants to damage the church. Often he wants to destroy the testimony of the church unity. So Jesus often prayed for them so they can be protected from the evil one.
接下去来做大使的宣告。
Next, Jesus proclaimed.
他来不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
They do not belong to this world, just like me not belong to the world.
这些人格是被分别出、分别来设的一个群体。
So the disciples are the ones that is separated from the world by God.
那圣灵说的那一刻。
When we believe God.
我们就是属于神的。
We belong to God.
我们的身份、我们的地位已经被分别出来。
Our position or identity are already separated.
分别出来是代表神要被神所用。
We are separated to belong to God, so can be used by God.
神的心意是我们要受称义。
God's will is we can have right declared we can be declared righteousness through faith.
我们是得了受称义将来的大错为业。
Through faith, we can be declared righteous.
可是神把我们停在被称为义的那个地步。
But God doesn't want us just stopped at that point.
神把我们叫来成为他的义。
God wants us to enter into the real righteousness.
To become His righteousness.
To become His righteousness.
在圣灵里面能够表达、能够 express、能够表现神的义的那个标准。
So in our life, can express the standard, the right of the righteousness.
这是让我们成圣的生活。
So we can live a life that is sanctified life. So we will through God's word. We need to understand and obey God's word. So Jesus prayed for them, the truth will sanctify you. Your word is truth.
也就是说，神的话语就是要能使我们分别为圣的一个工具。
Jesus said that God's word is the truth that can sanctify us.
So we often read the Bible when we read the Bible. When we read the Bible, when we read the Bible, we can see that God's word is embedded in our market system, embedded in our value system.
So oftentimes we mention we need to read the Bible so that the word from the Bible can deep into our life. So that our life can be cleansed. Jesus wants to do that. Because he said
to
him, how you send me to this world, I will send them the same way. Just like how the Father sent the Son to this world. So he became flesh, became human, and lived among
humans.
So he wants our disciples also enter into this world and to penetrate the world.
To for him.
On one hand, we will proclaim Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we also want to testify that the power of resurrection can change, transform people's life. To change those who believe him and follow him. And Jesus also live a sanctified life. So he said, for them I sanctified myself. So that they may be sanctified through the truth.
好，就像你看我们的行事为人不再是按照世界的风俗习惯。
So that we will not follow the trend of this world.
我不是用世界的方法。
We do not use the way of the world.
而是持定神的真理。
We hold on fast to the truth of God.
按照神的原则。
and according to God's principle.
用神的方法去做神的事情。
Use God's way to do God's work.
这些赞美原则方法都是在圣经里面已经告诉了我们。
All these principles and methods are all written in the Bible.
我们要效法耶稣基督。
We want to follow, imitate Jesus Christ.
包括像圣徒一样，信徒都合一来祷告。
Like the way he prayed for the unity of the disciples.
包括我们教会也合一来祷告。
We also pray for the unity of our church.
在我们祷告之前，我也需要去反省我自己。
And before we pray for our church, we also want to examine ourselves.
我自己有没有遵守神的教导原则？
Do I follow God's principle and God's way?
在我们教会信仰里面。
And in the life of our
of this church, 我教会这样。你们信心方法来处理教会的事情。
Do I handle the matters of the church use the ways in the world?
世界上的所有事情。
The way the worldly people handle things.
往往只是求外有效果。
They focus on the results.
为什么让外面更有不择手段？
They
just have the means. They just have the means. They just have the means. They just have the means to do it. 可是神不但是看那个成果，他也看那个过程。
But God not only looks at the result, but He also looks at the process.
如果那个过程不是合的合神的原则
，If the process not according to God's principle,
就是在人眼里面看起来好像有一些的果效。
Even though looks to people that there's some effect,
但最后不是神所接纳的。
But at the end, God refused to accept it.
在马太福音第七章里面，主耶稣很严重的警告那些有名无实的跟随主的人。
In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus warned those who have
professed to be followers.
Professed to be followers.
凡相信我的主耶稣，必然得见天国。
Those who call me Lord and Lord, not all.Those who call me Lord, Lord, enter into heaven.
只遵守我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Only those who follow the will of God can go, enter into heaven.
在巴拉巴拉，我们做这个事，做那个事，传道、赶鬼、行神迹。
And on that day, many will ask me, I used under your name, I did this, I did that, I prophesied and I traced the evil spirit.
可是耶稣却是告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们。
But Jesus will tell them, I never know you, knew you.
你们真的是作恶的，真的是不合法的人。
You are lawless people.
离开我去吧。
Away from me.
原来我不承认你所做的这些事情。
I do not acknowledge the things you.
你说你是奉我的名去做。
You said that you did that in my name.
可是你却不是按照我的原则去做。
But you didn't do it according to my
principle. 你不是按照我的法则去做。
You didn't follow my principle.
主耶稣了解我们的情况。
Jesus knows our situation.
他知道我们要活在这世上，要进到人间去做见证。
He knows that we live in this world and we need to enter into the world to testify for them.
可是同时，我们不能被沾染世俗。
But we don't want to be contaminated by the world.
是件很困难的事情。
This is a very difficult thing.
所以他说，我是分别为圣，自己分别为圣。
So he said, for them, I sanctified myself.
就是他已经为人立了这个入世而不俗世的生活榜样。
He already set up this example. He entered into this world, but he do not belong to the world.
他知道仇敌一直在看着我们。
He knows the devil's always staring at us.
寻找机会去攻击我们。
And he's looking for the chance to attack us.
所以他在这件事情以前，他为到教会的合一来祷告。
So before he left the world, he particularly prayed for the unity of the church.
我们不但是需要神的保守。
We are not just need God's protection.
我需要弟兄姐妹的保护。
We also need protection from each other.
彼此的监管。
So we can
hold each other accountable.
Hold each other accountable.
我们一起来按照神的原则去走神的路。
So we walk this life and according to God's principle.
我们要体会我们要有慈悲忠心的大祭司。
We also need to understand we have this faithful high priest.
他是长远活着替我们祈求。
He lives forever and he also prays for us.
他不但是离开世界以前为我们祷告。
Not just he prayed for us before he left the world.
他今天活在天上，仍然在看顾着我们，保护我们，为我们祷告。
Today he lives in heaven and he also prays for us.So when we pray for the unity of church, we can hold fast to this steadfast faith. We can have this hope and the joyful heart. Because we are working together with Jesus Christ.We pray together with him.
一起为着教会的合一来祷告。
And pray for the unity.
而且我们的信心
and our faith
是放在一个已经胜了世界的主的身上。
It's on the one that who has already overcome the world.
耶稣基督是一个有权柄的儿童，那在承受他的托付罪，抓住大家站在那里祷告。
Jesus not only just the prayed for the disciples at that time.
他也代表那些用他的话信我的人祈求。
He also prayed for the later believers who have listened to the message and believe.
因神的心意。
Because God will.
不是单要使徒时代的教会合一。
Not just for the unity of the church at the apostle time.
凡属神的儿女。
To all those who believe God,
历世历代的教会
from all generations,
无论在什么样的环境
no matter what environment they are in,
在中国或者在以色列
in China, American or Israel,
我们必须要合一
we all need to have this unity,
我们常常要站立起来一起为神做见证
so that we can stand up and firmly.To testify for God.
所以说求父。
So Jesus prayed to God.
使他们都合而为一。
So that they may all become one.
既然你父在我里面，我也在你里面。
Just like the Father is in me and I in the Father.
使他们也在我里面。
So they can be in us.
就是教会的合一。
So the unity of church,
不单是人与人之间的合一
，not just the unity between each other，
但是人与神的合一。
It's the unity, it's especially the unity between God and man。
我们进入到神在我们当中。
We experience God is among us。
每个信徒都是神的儿女。
Every Christian is
a child of God。
Child of God。
与神是有生命的关系的。
They have this life relationship with God.
神的教会们当中要居首位。
So God is the head of the church.
他也成为信徒之间的桥梁。
So he is the bridge between the among the Christians.
圣灵也在圣灵住在每个个别信徒的身上。
And through the Holy Spirit, he lives in us.
这是我们刚刚所提到的。
Just like we mentioned.
我们是共有一位神。
We have the one God.
众人之父，常伏众人之上，关乎众人之中，住在众人之内。
And he is above all, and through all, and in all.
耶稣祈求教会有合一的见证。
Jesus prayed to God that church have this unity testimony.
要达到三个目的。
To reach three purposes.
第一就是世人可以信你差了我来。
First is so the world can know that God sent Jesus Christ.
这信徒就是神所差来的救主。
Believe Jesus is the Savior from God.
当人看到我们是合一的。
When people see the unity among us.
所以刚刚讲过，福音史所提到的，我也在基督教会里面跟上别的不同背景、不同的。出生的人跟聚在一起成为一体，这是一个神的动作。
It just like I mentioned yesterday, only in God's church we can see all kinds of different people can be united to worship together. Only through that the people know our belief is true. And the Savior we believe indeed transformed our life. Second, the unity of church proclaims God's glory. Jesus said, the glory you have given to me, I already gave to them. So that they may become one, just like we are one. God granted Jesus glory. Because he completed the work God gave to him. Through the unity of church, the church will accomplish God's mission. So that we can become partakers of God's glory. God gave Jesus glory. Because Jesus emptied himself. Because he's obedient. It's through the cross he gained
that.
The believers are united. So we need to deny ourselves and take our cross. We need to follow the example of Jesus. And in among the group of church. But if any individual do not put down himself, lay down himself. If we do not let God to mold our life, it is very difficult to reach unity.
NFL season is about to start, okay? 美国足球的那个球季节马上就开始。
The NFL football season is about to start.
我看到那个球星，很大的球星，很帅气的球员。
And some of the team, you can see there's a lot of big stars in there.
可他不一定是那个冠军的队伍。
But they might not
become champion.
Because so many stars in the team, so every star is like have this angle.
And the sharp angles, sharp points.
They
don't close together. They don't play as a team.
We do not want to be like those stars. We just like the jigsaw puzzle, the pieces of jigsaw puzzle.
我们大象本来是如果把它这样子把它弄掉，变成是很圆滑的。
We want to take all those sharp angles to become the contouring shapes.
我要把各方面我做全部，我把那个原子合在一起，成为一个完整的一个图画。
So we can interlock with each other and to finish this whole puzzle piece.
第三个元素就是教会合一。
The third, Jesus through the unity of church.
要把信徒带进神的爱里面。
So he can bring the
believers
into the unity.
Into God's love.
Into God's
love.
And he said, I'm in them and you are in me, so that they can become complete unity. If we can become total, complete unity, because Jesus lives in us. Just like God is in Jesus.
在世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
So that the world knows that you have sent me and know that you loved them just like you love me.
要世人知道神爱我，当我像他爱耶稣一样。
So the world may know that Jesus loves them just like Jesus, God loves Jesus.
我不想你看到这些经文，你的感觉是怎么样？
I don't know what you're feeling after you read this verse.
这些经文震撼了我。
These verses shake me off.
Literally blow me off. 我相信神爱上我这样子的人。
I'm thinking that Jesus loves
God loves a person like me.
Like me.
上帝爱到我地步，差他独生儿子到世上来，为我在十字架上面舍命。
And He sent His only begotten Son to this world to die for me.
这已经是完全超越我能够明白，能够我的理智上面能够明白的。
This is all beyond my understanding.
但是他是不但是说神爱我。
Not just God loves me.
他说神爱我像他爱耶稣一样。
God loves me just like how He loves Jesus.
耶稣是多么的可爱。
How lovely is Jesus?
他是多么的完美，多么的顺服。
He is perfect and the perfect obedience.
他是怎么样的爱神。
How He loves God.
我怎么跟他比。
How can I compare to Him?
可是神就说他爱我像他爱耶稣一样。
But God said He loves me just like the way He loves Jesus.
神在跟我们和我们的时候，就只要知道，就能看到神爱我们像他爱耶稣一样。
Jesus said, when we are in one, that the world may see that Jesus loves us just like the way He loves. God loves us just like the way He loves Jesus.
因为我有当时这样子爱我，我这样子帮助，我这样子帮我，我才能够达到完完全全的合二为一。
Only when God loves us this way, that we can become one in church.
他不但是他的爱充满了我们。
Not just His love fills us.
他的爱在我们生命当中涌流出来。
And His love also showed in our
life. Overflowing
from our life.
以上我们能够彼此相爱。
So that we can love one another.
以上我们能够做到完完全全的合二为一。
So that we can become complete oneness.
当我们看到这个的时候。
When people see this.
他们就知道这是一个神所在的地方。
They know this is the place that God is in.
当耶稣走上十字架最后一段的路程。
When Jesus on His way to the cross.
他对门徒做了这个宇宙修长的最后的嘱咐。
He taught the disciples this heartly words.
他想要经过十字架要得的荣耀。
He was thinking that the glory that through the cross.
他很愿意把他的教会可以带到天上有份。
He's willing and he's also hopeful that the church can be the partaker of His glory.
他说：“父，我在那里，愿你所赐给我的荣耀也同我在哪里。”
He said, "Father, where I am, I want you to." I want those people you give to me are in there too.
叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。
So that they may see the glory you have given to me.
因为在创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
Because before the creation of the world, you have loved me.
弟兄们有没有想过，在创立世界以前，神已经爱了你跟我？
Have you ever thought about this? Before the creation of the world, God already loved you and
me.
Because in the Bible it says, before the creation of the world, God already chose us. Jesus cares the unity of church very much.
所以他离别的祷告，大祭司的祷告，就是为了教会的合一来祷告。
So his parting prayer and priestly prayer is focused on the unity of church.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我有没有体贴耶稣的心肠？
Brothers and sisters, do you or me we try to understand God's will?
我们有没有为教会的合一来祷告？
Have we ever prayed for the unity of church?
神爱我们，这是毫无疑问的。
And it's no doubt that God wants the church become unity.
你当我在这个教会合一的之上，我们尽了什么本分？
What you or me do for this unity?
我们就知道教会复兴要从个别信徒的灵恩复兴开始。
We know the revival of the church starts with the revival of each individual.
教会复兴是从祷告开始。
The revival of the church starts with the prayer.
历史历代我们从教会的历史里面看到教会的复兴都是因为我们全然看到这个需要看到神面前渴求的祷告而神在做工。
Through the histories we can see church's revival starts with the people that they see this this prayer for unity's the importance of this prayer.
教会合一也需要从个别信徒来开始。
And the church's unity starts with the
individual.
So that each one of us want to lay down ourselves and love one another. God's church is one.
我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
We need to strive hard to maintain this unity.
十字架。耶稣的舍己。
Jesus denied himself.
耶稣的顺服。
The obedience of him.
耶稣的爱。
The love of Jesus.
这是我们要抓住的。
This is the things we need to grasp.
当然，在两章十一章上，在前面上，比如说上十一章的时候。
Do you still remember when Jesus walked to the cross?
那些罗马的兵丁取了他的外衣分了。
Those Roman soldiers they divided his tunic.
可当他们拿了他的外衣的时候，是一个没有缝、没有缝的 sinless robe 在那边。
When they take the his robe that is in one piece.
他们没有把它撕裂。
They didn't tear it off.
初期教会
the early church,
他们常常彼此提醒
they always remind one another,
那么马尔佛的那一就好像一个教合一的教会
that piece of clothes it's just like a church, church
united 那些马尔佛的不幸的杀手不愿意去破坏这个美好的事情
Even those Roman soldiers, they don't want to tear it off.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有在做这个事情？
Brothers, sisters, have we ever done this?
我们有没有撕裂这个神看为美、看为宝贵的东西？
Did we ever tear this unity that is so cherished by God?
我们是在合一上面有贡献，还是在破坏合一上面？成为一个有贡献的人。
Are we contributed to this unity or to destroy this unity?
求神怜悯，怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us.
求神怜悯我们。
God has mercy on us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Jesus Christ, we thank you.
就像你在三十架以前所做的祷告。
We thank you for the prayer before you were taken to the cross.
也向你的上父神祈求，为着教会的合一来祈求。
You pleaded for the church, for the unity of church.
因为知道教会合一的重要。
Because you know how important this unity is.
不但是一个你看为美、看为有价值的东西。
Not just because you think it's good and valuable.
也是为了教会能够存留，继续在地上发挥我们要有的作用，一个很重要的一个条件。
Also, it is the important matter that your church can exist in this world.
你要我们进到这个世界做你的见证。
You want us to enter into this world and to testify for you.
你不要我们孤军作战。
You don't want us to strive alone.
你要我们整个教会一起。
You want the whole church to strive toward this one goal.
你要我们整个教会彼此上顾，彼此上爱。
You want all the, our church to love one another and care for one another.
借着我们这样子生命的被更新。
Through the transformation of our life.
借着我们要放下我们自己去爱别人。
Through we are willingly lay down ourselves and follow you.
让人看到这是一个真正能改变人生命的福音。
So that the world people sees that this is the gospel can indeed transform people's life.
这是一个真正能够赐给人下生命的救主。
This is the savior that who can give new life.
求主帮助明照国语教会。
God, please help the MMCC church.
让弟兄姐妹都看到这是你的心意。
So that every one of us may understand this is your will.
也看到我们自己当扮演的角色。
So that we all may understand what role are we playing.
也让我们一同的来实践，一同的来经历在主里面的合一。
So that we can experience this unity. Together.
我祷告祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.